This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So, in this video, I just want to share an update on some of my research that I've been doing over the past 6 months and how this research led to the formation of Izza Academy. Right? For those of you who don't know, Izza Academy is my new project that I just launched, launched. It's brand new. There's not much on it yet. It's a online platform dedicated to reviving happy Muslim marriages by teaching men how to be good husbands and fathers, and teaching women how to be good wives and mothers, and teaching, you know, parenting and marriage skills. I know it's not going to be easy. People get very offended by this topic, especially if you don't tell them what they want to hear and you tell them what they need to hear. But it's important. And to mention a bit of why I started it, I did discuss this in the other video, but just a little bit of the story behind it, right? So earlier this year, I decided that perhaps I should write a book on the topic of masculinity. And the reason why I chose this specific topic was that I noticed a crisis amongst the youth in my community. A lot of young men are not getting married, and a lot of young women are not getting married. And the reasons are very different, right? That the women are complaining that they can't find a good guy. And the guys aren't complaining that they can't find a good girl. A lot of them are just not interested. They're just playing video games. They're just not growing up. This is the thing that's scaring me, that I personally, meeting so many young boys who are not growing up. They were just staying boys well into their 20s, and some of them even into their 30s. And this became very worrying for me. So I began researching this topic, and I noticed in the USA specifically that there's this tension, right? There's this gender tension in that community between, on one hand, the feminists, and on the other hand, the Red Pills. And for those who don't know, Red Pill is like a reaction movement to feminism, which has some good in it and some extremism as well. And what was going on now is that it's creating hatred for the opposite gender. Now, in Islam, men and women are supposed to be each other's allies, right? That men and women are different, but the husband and wife work together as a team. Mother and father are a team, right? The men and women of the Ummah are a team. And what we're seeing with these divisions is that there's pure hatred. There's women saying all men are trash. There's men saying all women are feminists. And there's people using dirty language against each other. Extremely un-Islamic behavior. And I'm wondering, how are these people ever going to get married if they hate everybody of the opposite gender? So it's a bit of a disaster over there. And then I started talking to some of my friends living in the US, and the stories they told me really worried me and frightened me. Like, I thought we had some problems here in South Africa. It's nothing compared to the problems they were telling me about the USA. So I realized this is a serious issue, that people do not know how to make a marriage work of this generation. For some reason, I know what we did wrong, but for some reason we have a generation of kids in their 20s, many of whom have no idea how to make a marriage work. I'm talking about young ladies who don't know how to make a husband happy, and young men don't know how to make a wife happy, men who don't know the role of a father, women who don't know the role of a mother, and people who are oversensitive. So if you tell them anything, they get very angry, and they assume you're attacking their gender, and they assume the worst of you. So I said, I need to find a way to solve this issue. It's not my issue, because alhamdulillah, you know, I come from a good family where marriage is still strong, and gender roles are still strong, and most of the marriages in my family are very happy and very traditional. And so I grew up in that environment. So it's not a problem I have, but a problem I notice in communities that needs to be solved. And so I thought I'd write a book about it. But then I realized the book's not going to solve the problem. You see, the book's not going to reach everybody. Not everybody reads books. Furthermore, a book will just cover maybe some issues relating to the man. What about the woman? You need teachers who have successful marriages to teach young women how to have a successful marriage, right? So I decided, why not have a platform where men can talk about the male perspective, women can talk about the female perspective, keep it all authentic, keep it all as per Quran and Sunnah. If anyone argues, tell them to present their proof from Quran and Sunnah, keep it civil, keep it real, right? And just teach people what they need to know to make marriages work, because marriage is a very important part of our religion. Even the name of the academy, Izza Academy, comes from one of the goals of Islamic law, which is the preservation of izzah, the preservation of honor and dignity. One of the many ways of preserving honor and dignity is through the institute of marriage. That when people get married and they manage to make their marriages to work and to grow into something beautiful and loving and fruitful, and they produce amazing children, each and every step along the way leads to an increase in their izzah, in their honor and dignity in the community. They become known more and more as noble people in the community. This does not mean that somebody who is not married cannot have izzah. No, there are other parts to izzah as well. But this is an important part of our izzah, right? If a man is abusive to his wife, then he has no izzah, right? Likewise, if there is adultery, there is no izzah. If there is hatred for the opposite gender, there is no izzah, right? Dignity comes from making a marriage work. And that means that we need to be honest about things that have become, for some reason, controversial with the younger generation. Things which I grew up hearing as facts. Things which, you know, my mom would talk openly with me about, and my grandfather would talk openly to me about, as with my mentors. Those things that we learned growing up about how to make marriages work and how to deal with the opposite gender, how to keep a man happy, how to keep a woman happy. For some reason, we don't talk about these things with the younger generation because people are easily offended. People take it personally. People don't want to hear advice different from what they're already thinking. And it's creating a lot of tension. So we hope that we can solve this. So initially, I saw a problem in my community, started researching it. Saw a bigger problem in the USA, started researching it. Started writing a book, realized the book's not going to solve it. Start writing another book, realize that's not going to solve it. So I settled on the idea, let's start an online academy where we can teach these topics. Books, courses, videos, blog posts, whatever we can do, we're going to put out. Initially, it's going to be a few blog posts and videos, but we definitely plan to launch a few courses soon to get the ball rolling because this is something that is a need of our time. So what do you think? Do you think I'm right on with this topic? Do you think it's not really an issue? How do you think we should approach it? Because it's a very sensitive issue. People are oversensitive about this topic. Let me know your thoughts in the comment section. Let's have a discussion and let's work this out together. Remember, this entire concept is brand new. It's just something I thought of. I just bought the domain name, launched the website. I want us to work it out together, figure it out together, and build something that will benefit the Ummah. So let me know in the comment section what you think. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.